safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
True that. What's going on, man? Welcome back to the show, man. What a vacation, man. I had a sweet vacation. Whew. I tell you, man, you know, life is life's crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna start this program and this particular broadcast out with saying RIP to one of the a local artists down where I'm from. I'm actually from Panama City, Florida, for those of you who don't know. Oh, well, welcome to K100 Internet Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in once again. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. All right? That's the website for the show. You can also check us out at chainlessentertainment.com. But I wanted to give a moment of silence real quick. Let me stop the music. There's a local artist that goes by the name of Sean P., named Sean Philbrook. He was killed the other day. Actually, it was yesterday or the day before. He's a local artist in Panama City, Florida, my hometown. And a lot of people, you know, he was a grinder, man. I didn't know him really personally per se, but we did talk sometimes on we talked a couple times on Facebook. And his music has been on Illa Kill and stuff like that. And even though I didn't know him personally, I know that he was a grinder. I knew that a lot of he was younger than me, so he's from a different generation. He's about 10 years younger than me, so I didn't grow up with him. But I knew a lot of people in the game down there in the music game that did grow up with him, and they liked him a lot. And he was a grinder. So I just wanted to take a moment to start the show off and just say rest in peace to the homie, man. Life is short. His life was cut tragically short at 25 years old, and it wasn't on no ignorant shit out in the club or no. It wasn't a dope game or nothing. Dude was at work. He was at work. He worked on the beach down there. And a piece of equipment fell over on him while he was at work. A tractor turned over on him and fell on him. And took his life out. Snuffed his light out, man. Like, at a young age, 25 years old, he was constantly talking about his new project that he's got going on. That was coming out. He was real excited about it. I used to see him. He's one of the people who floods your timeline with music. Going hard for his grind, for what he wanted to do with his life. And whenever I see people like that... that get killed, you know, just before their time like that. It's everybody's time is when their time is, but you know what I mean when I say before their time. It just cuts kind of deep, man. And he was a really liked person, man. You know what I'm saying? And just want to take a moment here at K1 Internet Radio just to shout him out. Condolences to his family, his kids. He's got three kids, man. Young guy, man. Three kids, you know, just at work providing for him, man. Trying to live out his dream in a freak accident. And he died, man. So that was, you know, just want to take a second real quick, man, and just say my condolences to him. My condolences to his family and friends. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people that he was working with down there. Everyone at KF1 Records. You know, everybody in his clique and his crew down there that I did know personally. And a lot of the people that I did work with that knew him personally that were a lot closer to him than me. You know what I mean? But, and again, man, I think it's... it's just a real sad state of events, especially. Yeah. I'm in the middle of a thunderstorm over here. I'm in the middle of a thunderstorm over here. So if I'm blinking in and out during the night, that's what it is. Everything's turning back on right now. Luckily, I have the show hardlined into a... I got the show hardlined into a thing where that the battery kicks in real quick, so I don't get booted off the net. But we're going through a real bad thunderstorm here, right outside the studio. It's lightning cracking everything in the background. So lights going to be flashing in and out. So if you guys hear that during the course of the night, my apologies to that also. But I'm going to go ahead and start the show off. episode 324. I'm going to get into this. This is the Subway. You know what it is here at K100 in their radio, the all indie music ride out. But before I even get into all that and get into the rest of the show and everything, we got an interview coming up here and everything. But I just want to shout out to that homie. I'm going to play one of his tracks. So this is the homie Sean P. The name of this joint is called No Drugs. We're going to play that, and I'm going to come right back. But this is just a salute to another fellow grinder, a fellow local artist in my hometown that was well-liked, man. So rest in peace to him, and we're going to run this joint. This is the Subway.
Jumpy.
That's me.
I'm on. Sitting on the block, watching pills, going left to right, hard as a rock with these rocks that slip into the sky. Sky is the limit, but we're produced to be high. This show continue, new episode every night. Cannot see them all, cause we got no life. No reason for them all, only living this life. Street credit, didn't know snitching codes the right price. A lot of them got flame, but they ain't living right. Hooked to their own script, enough to grab the coke rip. Wake up and smell the coffee, just like it's Folgers. Withdrawals, got them weak, pretending that they soldier. Just dropping more deep, every year they're getting older. You call yourself a supplier, I see you just like a fire. Just looking at your reflection, your body's looking tired. No reason for discretion, use on standby. And it's only a matter of time until your ex fires.
Drugs.
This is not a song about drugs. It's being hooked. Started for the money, but the money never hit the roof. Falling everywhere, making yourself look like a goof. No fear, being scared, being on what you took. Lost the mentality, life stolen like a crook. People all around smiling, but you still don't give a fuck. Is it worth all the hours that you stuck up in court? Or for the one that you swore that this life's a bluff? Either way, you still getting money and only taking for the love, cause your family is dead. I come to realize money ain't everything. Get rich or die trying, 50 Cent, many men. If you try to double up, let's see who'll pitch. No fear ever dying, only fear is getting pinched. Losing your own mind, all thoughts of disrespect. Just losing yourself in the pills and the script.
The benefits, I mean, I felt great. You know, I was, you know, euphoric. I felt like, I just was warm. I kind of would, like, compare it to, like, laying out in a grassy field, you know, with the sun beating down at you. You know, it's just, like, the best feeling you can ever feel, ever. And then the downsides, you know, like, with Oxycontin, I never got too hooked on Oxycontin because it was so expensive. But, you know, when I didn't have it, I always wanted it. And, you know, it was so expensive. And it being so expensive led it to where it was like, well, heroin's a lot cheaper. So I can go, you know, I can get heroin for way cheaper. And so the biggest downside, I would say, to Oxycontin was that it led me to bigger and better opiates that were even more addicting.
I just wanted to go ahead and just start the show off running one of the homie songs, man. Once again, RIP to the homie Sean P, representing the 850 down in Bangor Bay, tragically killed in a freak accident at work here a couple of days ago. And so, once again, condolences to him. I mean, condolences to his family. and friends down there who really were close to him like that. You know what I mean? Pretty mad, pretty sad, man. Pretty tragic. Okay. So let's go ahead and get back into the show. Yo. I'm literally in the middle of a thunderstorm over here at K100 Internet Radio. Like, literally, so if I'm talking and all of a sudden you don't hear me talking and I just all of a sudden go into some music real quick, the lights are blinking. We can still broadcast because I got the show tied into a battery-operated, with a cable modem and stuff won't cut off and the internet won't cut off. But the mic, I only got enough outlets. So the mic and the mixer is plugged into the goddamn regular outlet over there. And so every time they flash, the mixer and the mic turn off. So if I'm talking in the middle of a conversation and all of a sudden I just start playing music tonight, what am I doing? What you gonna go toe-to-toe with Mother Nature? Right, I probably can't win that one. Anyway, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Episode 324. It's the Subway. Lots of music, lots of music, lots of music to play. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, lots of music to play, man. Lots of music to play here on the show tonight. You feel me? And so we're going to go ahead and get into it, man. I'm going to hit the phone lines real quick and see what's popping on the phone lines. I'm going to go ahead and get into it. We got a Naira. Naira is going to be on the phone line with us about midway through the show. She's a new artist coming out. She's got like a pop fusion kind of, you know, she's, let me see, Afro pop fusion artist, right? And a songwriter and a cinematographer. Is Naira? I think it's Naira. Or it might be Naira. I found out when she gets on the line. Anyway, she's going to be joining us to talk about her new song and her projects coming up midway through the Subway. We're trying to, you know, open up a couple more doors, you know what I mean, for artists. I'm going to go to the phone lines real quick and go ahead and get this music started, man. We're like 15 minutes in. Blessed Child, what's up, homie?
What's good, man? What's good, man? I want to say, man, rest in peace to your homie, man. I'm going to go out to his friends and family, man.
Yeah, it's pretty tragic, man. You feel me? You know, pretty tragic. Dude was 25 years old, young guy, man. But he went hard for his music. You know what I'm saying? Whether you like it or not, it doesn't really matter. The fact is, he believed in himself and he was grinding. And he reminded me of me when I was young. You know what I'm saying? He was like, fuck what everybody's talking about. I'm doing me and I'm going hard for what I believe in. And he's building his own brand and stuff. And so when somebody dies like that, especially since the way he died, you know what I'm saying? Just going to work, trying to provide for his fam. I felt it was incumbent on me, you know, someone that's from that local area and actually spoke to him on Facebook and like stuff like that before. And he's been on Illa Kill before too also, so had to show that love and play that. You know what I'm saying? What's going on with you, homie?
Yeah, you know, I'm just laid back, man. You know.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. But thanks for tuning in to the show, man. We're going to go ahead and get this thing cracking, man. I got a lot of music to play. Some of the people that got ill last week and just some music that I liked, you know, that I like. That I'm going to play. So we're going to go ahead and get this Subway crunk up, man, and get this music spinning, man. All right? Stand by, all right?
No doubt.
All right. Once again, if you want to hit me up and holler at me, you want to shout out somebody or whatever, hit me up, man, 347-934-0966 while we're live, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Of course, our show hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. All right, we were off all last week for 4th of July holidays and my birthday. Right. You know what I'm saying? So we're back. Took a week off, but we're back. We're going to get back into the grind of things. Illa Kill is tomorrow. More music, more Subway, really, though. A whole bunch of stuff we got going on coming up, man. So let's go ahead and get this thing cracking, man. Episode 324. Let's go ahead and get into the music, man. But first, the Atlanta Underground Music Awards are coming up in a couple of more days. Artists, you need to listen to this promo. You need to be a part of this. These are the only people that are showing love to the underground.
What's poppin', ACL? To all underground artists, get your tracks mastered, get your albums ready, and polish up that photography. Because the 2012 Atlanta Underground Music Awards will be here. Hosted by me, your girl T. This show is to honor and acknowledge the achievements and contributions of unsigned indie artists and producers who have made a significant impact on the music industry. Nominees will be voted on by their peers. For more info, contact us at 678-667-2862 or email us at info@atlantauma.com. This is a groundbreaking event. You won't want to miss this. I see you there.
I think you got a player dragon. So give it to me, I'm feeling your hot body. I know you can get it poppin', and we gon' get it rockin' live.
With me, SMG, yeah. yeah, you know my feet. We fall across the world surfing. Bless your whole team up, it's nothing. Ride around top down, blowing. Put you in the bubbles, so cozy. But you gotta give me
to slow down, cause we in control.
I seem to be encouraged by the liquor,
get the money,
my women.
Encouraged by the liquor,
get the money,
my women.
Encouraged by the liquor,
get the money,
my women.
Encouraged by the liquor,
get the money,
my women.
Tequila shots, plenty cash, we living fast. Top down, we're making good, we whipping packs. I'm on a high, I'm hoping this shit will last. This feeling should never die, promise to never crash. Feeling invigorated, we toasting and celebrating. Reflecting on every moment they hate it, cause now we made it. Coast to coast with it, I've been coast to get it. Got shorties in two towns, I'm close with both women. I'm Mr. Wrong, but I feel so good. Chilling with millionaires and I'm still so hood. They telling me slow down, I consider the same. Then I think about what it takes just to get in the game.
Slow down, cause we in control now. We got no news to decide, it's all that we know.
So excuse me if I seem to be encouraged by the liquor,
hit the money,
my women.
Encouraged by the
liquor, hit the money,
my women.
Encouraged by the
liquor, hit the money,
my women.
Yeah. We probably should slow down, cause we in control now. But we got so used to this life, it's all that we know.
So excuse me if I seem to be encouraged by the
liquor, hit the money,
my women.
Encouraged by the
liquor, hit the money,
my women.
Encouraged by the
liquor, hit the money,
my women.
Encouraged by the
liquor, hit the money,
my women.
Cause we party hard. What up? What up? Yeah. I'm out, baby. I gotta catch my fly.
Love. You got me thinking about it all day. that I can have you always. You got that credit.
Yeah. walking, cemetery, right. Swap bottles, goose balls, blunt full of that legendary. OG cook
for the smokes.
Yeah. Lead a midget for them broke. In intersection, major flex, yeah. Blowing number, see no.
We winning over here, y'all losing over there. Throwing money in the air, you know it's going everywhere. Your girl over here and not over there. I'm choking, I'm blowing out gas. All your haters can kiss my ass. Getting money, I'm a paper chaser. Middle finger to you fucking haters. I'ma get it now, and I'ma count it later.
G.A. Hey, welcome to my city where I'm known to put it down.
To the A to the N. dress to kill like a fashion show. I should take a pose, cause I feel sexy and more, yeah. Oh, I feel the groove, my body is a tension when I'm making moves. And the boys don't know my name, but when they see me walk, they know my face. Tonight I came here to party, couple of shots is gonna get me started. And I ain't stressed about a pain, cause I'm feeling myself. Drinks, yeah. And I'm so fly from my Gucci frames to my BB jeans. And I'm the baddest chick they've seen. And plus I got class like a limousine, yeah. And I got a little hood, and I'm feeling myself, and it feels so good.
That in 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, man. Welcome everybody to the show. Episode 324. Yes indeedy, baby. It's the Subway, the underground ride out, the all indie music playlist here at K1's Internet Radio. We break music from indie artists all over the nation. In fact, all over the world, because we got some UK artists in rotation over here. You know what I'm saying? One from Australia also. So we trying to do a thing, trying to spread the good music that you don't get a chance to hear on FM radio via, whether it be politics, whether it be a money situation. We don't believe that how much money a person has should hold back their talent, even though that's the world we live in. But we all know that there are some underground artists that are 10 times better than the shit you hear on the radio. And so we are here to do our part to, quote-unquote, level the playing field with that. And with that, we have two all-music segments pretty much here at K1 Generic Radio. We got one called Ill or Kill, where artists send their music into the show, and then we play it live, and then the callers get to vote on it, more ill votes than kill votes. Then they get put into rotation on the Subway. That means they pay the toll to catch a ride on the Subway. And every week we just fill the air up with great music from any artists who have already been deemed ill by the people. It's like a democracy a little bit. Then again, I am like the president. I got veto power in this bitch. www.blogtalkradio.com/K1's Radio. That's the Blog Talk site. You can also listen to the shows if you can't stream us live at www.chainlessentertainment.com. And we're also an official podcast inside iTunes and the iTunes Store. It's a thunderstorm going on over here where I'm at right now. So if I'm talking in the middle of that shit, I just blink out, and all of a sudden you start hearing the music play. That's because my mic is attached to an outlet that isn't battery operated. So if it, the lights been flashing on and off the whole goddamn time. So if I cut out in the middle of my fucking words and all of a sudden I just start playing music, it's because the lights blink. What do you want me to do? But rain, sleet, or snow. Rain, sleet, or snow. Blizzard. I've been on vacation for a week. Forgive me. Rain, sleet, or snow. We here to show love to the independent artist, man, and try and give him some exposure. Got an interview coming up in here at the top of the hour. We're going to play a little bit more music. I'm going to go to the phone lines real quick. But first, before I do that, let me tell you who all I just played so far right here on the show. Of course, I started out with a tribute to my homie, Sean P, one of my hometown fellow artists who was killed tragically in an accident on his job the day before yesterday, only 25 years old. He was a grinder. I played his joint called No Drugs first on the show. just as a tribute to him. He's from Panama City, Florida, like I am myself, and just a tribute to him. So I started the show out with No Drugs by Sean P. Rest in peace to the homie. Then I went to Major Lyric, All Night Long, C.I. Keem and G-Swag, Three Reasons, Jericho, Got That Crack, Duval checking in, the 229 checking in with Brands, I Do It, Hum Hucky with Money to the Ceiling, Lil Shane with Lil Chain with Go to Your Head, Jazz Star, Welcome to My City, KD with Farewell, and then I ended it off with Miss Kendra representing the boot with feeling myself. Listen, Jesus, now give me a minute, man. I've been on vacation for a week. My birthday was last week, 4th of July. I partied hard, scribbles everywhere and shit. I had 3 scribbles on my birthday at the same damn time. Charlie Young, what's happening, homie?
Oh, cooler, man. Man, you know, I got to call in. I ain't heard from you about a week, man. You've been on vacation, you know what I mean? Sometimes you need to let the wind blow in your hair, you know what I'm saying, so you can relax, man. What's going on with you, man?
Man, chilling, man. Just kind of trying to get back to the groove of things over here, man. You know, I can't do nothing too much, so I'm just going to play this music, man, talk a little bit.
Yeah, I see you over there. I see you over there bubbling over words and shit.
Yeah, I've been off for a week completely.
Yeah, man.
Very under the influence of a lot of stuff.
Hey, understandable, you know, when you're off and you want to relax and relaxate, you got to relaxate.
Hey, that's what's up, man. What's good with you, homie? The homie, right, you got a, right. You had a new video drop this week, right? Tell the people.
Yeah,
real quick,
I just dropped a new video, new single called That's What I Be On, you know what I'm saying, Me By Myself. You know, I don't have no big features on it, you know what I'm saying, and I'm introducing the world to Charlie Young, and I'm doing good. It's doing numbers, man, you know, it's doing numbers right now.
That's what's up, man.
I just feel blessed, and I'm just blessed, and I'm working. I'm still working.
That's what's up, man. Well, shouts out to you, you know what I mean? He's got that video. He's got the one with Chingy called Throw It. You know what I'm saying? That we bump here on the show a lot.
Yeah,
but
we're gonna have to get you that. Whichever one you want to do. You want to do the What I Be On and Never Mind, whichever one you want to do. You know, I'm working all three of them, bro.
You're working all three of them? Well, we already played.
Everybody want them.
We played Throw It a couple times on the show, but just you are in rotation, we can't switch it up. We keep two songs by the artist, you know, in rotation at all times. So if you wanna change one of them out with the other one, you just let me know. But we just kinda started playing them though, so I don't know what we're gonna do. I don't know what we're gonna do. All right, but anyway.
Whatever you wanna do, bro.
All right, well, thanks for calling into the show, man. Appreciate it. Stay on your ground, homie. You know, I see you out there in the streets. You know, we run into each other.
Oh, yeah, I'm at my guy Wacky's charity event right now. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Face here. So, you know, I'm double dipping. I'm doing this and I'm calling in.
That's what's up, man. You got you, know man. That's a grinder.
What's up?
Matter of fact, if they talking about your grind, motherfuckers talking about your motherfucking grind, you know what you say? Never mind them hoes. Never mind these niggas.
Okay.
You know what it is. It's the Subway.
What's
Charlie
up?
Young. Never mind. Let's get it.
Never mind me, hoes. 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 play with you, yeah, your ass fat and your face cute, but I'm out here maintaining mine. Most, yeah, I got the same mind. So paint on car, bust windows out. Thank you, man, why you fucking me? And then fuck with both at the same time. Them damn dudes and them pain mine. Now I'm about to blow like a landmine. Shout out to my old hoe, they was sleeping on me, no bedtime. It's actual and it's factual. Most of y'all just practical. Give me TLC in the VIP. And never mind these hoes. I said, never mind these hoes.
Sound so dope.
Gonna
be like a radio sound.
4 a.m. LAX. Yankee fitted my slippers on, and that flight was cold, but I'm signing checks. Hard work, we trying to hold that feeling. But truth is, it's all about that money. Money and the power. Hard top for the crew, 6 feet drop top for the honey. 20 years old with a cup full of liquor. You'd have figured that a nigga would have thought twice. But I don't give a fuck right now, cause the team next to me and the bitches here all night. You surely wanna pop right now. Sell a dream to it like it's hot right now. 2 for 5, so baby, cop and go. But you can tell your friends we in the spot right now. To move like you got a couple reasons. Bandcamp money, baby, feel it in the season. Said you wanna roll with the click, so we leaving. Sunroof breathing, kill it for the weekend. Nothing on top of the flow. Hustle to remain on top of the dough. Used to kick it on the stoop, now I'm running till I'm rolling the James Bond coupe double low. Let's go.
Push rolling, blow it to the ceiling. All this money, nigga, don't you love the feeling?
At the back's check. Red Solero like the devil's palms. Had white girl blowing kush out the bomb.
This the same white chick that I had in Milan. Walk around the salon, she wearing a thong. Called all the breeder cause of apple bomb. Stored this stuff for coke in a carry on.
If you knew better, you do better. Steam the broccoli, then talk that cheddar. It satisfies my appetite to pluck that chicken out that sweater.
The kush lit, the mandolin, and hit for marijuana trees. Fuck Captain Planet. Way too lavish, need a durable average. Another Section 8 homer, check my season average.
She won't for Section 8, she will. Go and get that bag off. Bought the profit back, then I cop the field. Blue light, red light district. She mouth and cuffed up this dick. I pop the pill, this shit got real. Now go pay Crow a visit.
Bitch! Push rolling, blow it to the ceiling. All this money, nigga. Don't you love the feeling? Nike told me just do it, so we overdid it.
Pivot off the living Falconet. I came out the project, beat it as a prospect. Now I got a project, lifting up a prospect. Yes, no, I'm jumping in a mosh pit, rocking out guitarist, Section 8 projects. I was a lone baby that was stone crazy, dirty dick, 80 clone baby. Disambiguation, Monterrey, Section 8, 2008. 102 billion in a golf cartel, lost at the boss of Joe State box in a crate. Props to the nietas and trinitarios for coming out the rough in them greasy barrios. A born Taino, prepping for Steve-O, passing a jacko, bullets for the Chico, raining cash, brainstorming. Apache dance, Section 8 wings and a Z8 flag. Guns in a sling, no sheriff badge. Ricky, Bobby, on the gas. Race a bunch of homos on the track. If you ain't first, homo, then you last. I crash in the trees as I roll a hash.
Push rolling, blow it to the ceiling. All this money, nigga, don't you love the feeling?
when I pull up. It's something like a pickup. You gon' lose your breath when you see the Chevy. Sit up, sit up, sit up. He ain't nothing like me, me, me. So we can do the whole sit up, sit up, sit up, sit up, sit up. Cause we can do the whole.
Cruise around the city till the sun falls. But when it comes up, that's when I'm taking off. I let your nigga do the cuff and I just break y'all. He knocked that push side the park, home run ball. Now we can ride the inner city or the outer skirts. Chevy got navigation, we can cruise around the earth. So as the top falls back, you can count the stars. And we can take it where you wanna, baby. Pluto. More. Let me show you what the atmosphere like. Come on and ride with me since you say your man can't get right. And she say you can't do it like me. No way, you give it to her average while I break her back.
Tell me when I pull up, something like a pickup. You gon' lose your breath when you see the Chevy. Spit up, spit up.
Honestly, your life will change. By no comparing that, he got you in the house of pain. I'm on some more shit. Engagement band, wedding ring. It's me and you day, so tell your dude the touche. See, I'm smoother than rim and straight, but yet I'm cut against the grain. But my heart is open when I'm with you, boo. Feel my pain, and I make it happen like it's corner magic. David Blaine. See what goes around, comes around, you know, boomerang. Francisco to the Keys. We can even go overseas. And I'm like, why not? Let's take the yacht and feel the sea breeze. Can do the Red Lobster or a corner spot in CC. I'm down to do whatever you please. Let's go.
Tell me when I pull up. It's something like a pickup. You gon' lose your breath when you see the Chevy. Spit up, spit up, spit up. He ain't nothing like me, me, me. We can do the whole.
Shouting, shouting, let your girls walk home. We cruising out to the party to take you to the places that you never knew existed. And now you're staying late like a nigga holding detention. Damn, when it's the view up out the window and have your mind blown like a nigga smoking that endo. See, I got you ready for it. See, mama, this here the last step. So when I pull up back like you're underwater and hold
now
your
when
breath.
I pull up, it's something like a kick up. You gon' lose your breath. Spit up, spit up, spit up. He ain't nothing like me, me, me. So we can do the whole. Spit up, spit up, spit up, spit up, spit up. Cause we can do the whole.
Shot my niggas locked down in federal penitentiary. Shot the Jarvis. Kip Kentonio. Big Pat, what up? Shot the Cuzzo.
Cannon.
Ted. Wayne Perry, what up? Polo, hold your head. Shot the Timex.
Look,
we here,
look,
let's go.
The cannon. The only thing I own is up in boxes, and them trash bags got my socks and my boxes in them. My tank tops, sweatpants, shirts, and denim, Mr. Lat, but I'ma try to fit them in your whole closet. And off tops, I appreciate it, staying at your spot, and I can't help you with the rent, cause I ain't got it. But I'ma try to clean the kitchen and shit. So I won't hear nobody say you ain't contributing shit. And ever since I can't remember, I remember living like this since we was kids, back and forth to different residences. But don't get it twisted, it ain't my mother fault. We had to bounce around, cause every time my father drank, him and my mother fought. So we house to house, couch to couch, shelter to shelter, while mama trying to get herself together. Now I'm trying to get myself together. I ain't gonna need your help forever. I don't like sleeping on leather. I just need to stack some cheddar, but till then, hey listen dog, paper tight right now. But I ain't even got no place to lay down.
on my homeboy's couch.
Slept and sleep out on the couch for right now.
I try to help out when the bills come round.
On my homeboy's couch.
I'ma get back on my feet somehow. Might be some months, maybe some weeks from now.
I'm on my homeboy's couch.
Can't even sleep, yo, shit deep right now.
I say a prayer right before I lay down.
On my homeboy's couch.
But I ain't trying to inconvenience nobody. That's why I stay gone, wake up and take a shower in the mountain. Even if I ain't got shit to do, I'm riding through apartments, saying that's where I be living soon. Damn, I can't even bring no bitches through. They don't want to take their clothes off, scared somebody gonna walk up in the living room. But I ain't tripping, Joe, it ain't gonna be like this forever. The quicker that I get my shit together, then the quicker I be dipping to my own shit. And nigga, it's whatever if you need a couch to call home. Shit, we all been there. Dedicate this to all my dogs that's been there when there wasn't nowhere else to go.
Hey, dog, you know you can sleep here.
I appreciate it, Joe. I'm fucked up, dog. I don't know what's happening. I just been having tough luck, dog. But I'ma get it back again, man. It too shall pass. I'm laying down trying to think up a plan on my homeboy couch.
Hey, listen, dog. Paper tight right now. But I ain't even got no place to lay down.
On my homeboy couch.
Slept and sleep out on the couch for right now.
I try to help out when the bills come round.
On my homeboy couch.
I'ma get back on my feet somehow.
Might be some months, maybe some weeks from now.
I'm on my homeboy couch.
Can't even sleep, yo, shit deep right now.
I say a prayer right before I lay down.
On my homeboy couch.
I'm waking up and folding this blanket up. Unfamiliar face, sitting out and I gotta say what's up. Since the nigga sleeping on the couch, I ain't got no place to sit. So I gotta get up off the couch to make some space for them. If this was my house, they wouldn't be here. But this ain't my house, and this ain't my couch. I don't control it, I just sleep here. Dreaming about my king-size bed, just up in storage. Waiting for the day I can afford to go get all of my belongings and put them back where they belong in my apartment. We starting to irritate each other, beefing over draw shit. Cause he need his face like I need mine. Getting tired of seeing each other faces all of the time. Need a little more time so I can finish my mission. That's my nigga, my intention ain't to risk our friendship. And finally, I got the keys to my own front door. Come to the storage with me, dog, and help me move off your couch, homeboy.
Hey, listen, dog, paper tight right now. But I ain't even got no place to lay down.
On my homeboy couch.
Slept and sleep out on the couch for right now.
I try to help out when the bills come round.
On my homeboy couch.
I'ma get back on my feet somehow.
Might be some months, maybe some weeks from now.
I'm on my homeboy couch.
Can't even sleep, yo, shit deep right now.
I say a prayer right before I lay down.
On my homeboy couch.
Hey, listen, dog, money tight right now. But I ain't even got no place to lay down.
On my homeboy couch.
Slept and sleep out on the couch for right now.
On my homeboy couch.
I'ma get back on my feet somehow. Might be some months, maybe some weeks from now.
I'm on my homeboy couch.
Can't even sleep, so shit deep right now. I say a prayer right before I lay down.
On my homeboy couch.
Shout out to Damian John. Culture, what up? Butchie, I see you.
On my homeboy couch.
Zoom Coon. Yellow, what up?
I do it like this for a reason. Cause if you stop the beat, it don't feel like I'm fucking breathing. Getting even for your treason. I'm squeezing my whole life into a verse. In the studio, itching to fit your little mic in a hearse. In a worst case scenario, oh, you know it gets scary. With Logan and this motherfucker, they go laugh at you, carry. I'm very sick. I might throw up. Grenades and lemonade for lunch. Nigga, making sure I blow up. I can't slow up. Too busy bleeding the brakes, and I stay in my lane, cause I don't wanna be with the fake. Call a snitch TV, where did they be with the Jake? Yeah, niggas is rat. Too busy feeding the snakes. I got aches and pains from being boxed in, locked in. My firm spot in the fucking top 10. And you tryna push the envelope, get you a stamp in. Pop gave me that belt, I guess that mean I'm champed in, right? And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me, that's all I want. And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I need. And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I want. And I just want my mama to be proud of me.
adamant. I just want my mama to be proud of me. Okay, Trill at the wheel. Let me let my seat back. Adjust the mirror for niggas so I can peek back. Start with Lucas, left off with 3 stacks. 3 lakhs, kill off and lead track. Eat back. And these back pains I handle a different way. I stay icy hot. These niggas been gay. And since they feel the need to question whether he's real, I stop it for a start like the plan B pill. Bitch, I'm the answer. Question, who the truest? Still the answer. Question, who the newest? Notice the way I let it all hang out. Rope chain make a noose, homie, chill, hang out. They need a hero, so I suited up and came out. Show the game how she came in once I came out. Yeah, see don't know the name, you should know. If you don't fuck with me, you know where you can go, nigga. And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I want. And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I need. That I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I want. Man, I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. Damn it, was on the way home and crash landed. Stranded, fuck the planet if they don't understand it. And my crew, I got it branded. That's just the way that love goes. It's thugged out, forgive me, Janet. Man, it's unlikely you see me weak on these beats. Coming from these streets and stretching 300 for 3 weeks. And these freaks wanna play chess with they sex. I tell a bitch to skip like they left to pay less. Why say yes? Comments from common niggas, thinking they commentators. But y'all ain't commentators, y'all niggas just common haters. Rock told me to keep the energy flowing, I listen. Mississippi Power, really my only competition. I see you fishing for greatness in the wrong water. Ain't caught a part of a starter for your team. Play it smarter. I see a lot of Marlins. I don't see no Michaels. One love in my one glove. Ha! And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I want. I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I need. That I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I want. I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. T-I-T-O. GPT. Y'all know how we do. I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me.
I freak you right, I will. Starting off with your pussy all up in my grill. Everything is feeling right cause we up on the pill. That mean we rolling all night, so you know the deal. You know the game, babe. I wonder how your pussy tripping like rain, babe. You all on top of me, wearing my chain, babe. I love you when you ride, you doing your thing, babe. I'm saying, babe, we've been rolling all day. Fucking all night, and rolling all night. Fucking all day, we been rolling all day. Fucking all night, and rolling all night. Fucking all day, now roll. Boom, 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 boom. Let me see you roll. Boom, 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 boom. Alright, it's first to go. We can do whatever you wanna do. It's up to you, girl. Matter of fact, lay down, let me tell you what to do, girl. And know the trick, but I got you feeling like a schoolgirl. You know the city life. Fast money and sex with drugs on the side. So baby girl, tell me is you feeling right. Cause baby girl, we bout to roll all night. Alright. I'll pick you right out. I'll pick you right out. I'll pick you right out.
what's on my mind, I gotta tell ya. And I can't hold it in anymore. I try, but I can't fake it. Cause I know deep down inside that I'm falling for you. And it's time to tell you how I feel.
Welcome everybody back to the show. Thanks for tuning in. Episode 324. This is Subway. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. At K100_radio. Letter K, number 100_radio. You can follow me, the host, Blizzum, on Twitter at BLIZM, at Blizzum, at Blizzum. Check our parent site out if you can't. Tune in to us live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That's www.chainlessentertainment.com, C-H-A-I-N-L-E-S-S, Entertainment, chainlessentertainment.com. You can stream replays of the show there if you can't tune in to us live when we're on live. When we're on live, you can also call into the phone number 347-934-0966. Again, if you have iTunes, Apple iPod, all those kind of little fancy little gadgets, we're an official podcast in iTunes, in the iTunes store. Just go to the podcast section, do a search for K100. When you see the middle finger, that is indeed us. Right now, you're listening to The Subway, episode 324 of The Subway, the underground ride out, the all indie music playlist. And we have an artist that's on the phone. We're going to give an interview. You know, we've started to do interviews in the middle of The Subway. Normally, we just do all music, but I said, well, I want to start putting my artist interviews in the middle of the subway. You know, it only makes sense. So, right now on the phone, we got Naira on the phone. Hello, miss.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? Thank you for tuning in to the show. Thank you for calling in. What's happening?
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, so Naira
everything is good.
Yes, everything is good. Naira is a pop. Let me see. Let me make sure I get this right, because I want to make sure. Pop Afrofusion soul artist, right? And a choreographer. Yes, a choreographer. Yes, also. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Naira. Where you from and what you got going on with your music?
Sure, I'm actually an Afro pop fusion artist and
okay.
a cinematographer.
I knew I was going to mess all that up.
I killed
the whole thing. Well, you heard okay. Afro pop fusion artist and cinematographer.
Oh, that's
I'm
right.
Get it together. I've been on vacation for a week and a half. My birthday was last week, which means I was intoxicated
Ooh,
for about five of the past 7 days. So just bear with me here.
Oh, wow.
Okay, please.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
All right,
welcome
so we're
back to the.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the universe, bro.
All right, there you go. Okay, so go ahead.
But yeah, I'm an Afro pop fusion artist and a cinematographer, Nigerian descent. My
okay.
name is Nigerian American and represent Africa. So I blend a lot of that into my sound.
Mm-hmm.
Working on a new EP, Tap In Tour, and a whole bunch of other good stuff.
Okay, so you're from Africa. What part of Africa?
Nigeria.
Okay. Now, this is something I've always wondered. You know, there's a lot of things, there's a lot of differences. You know, people say, I could ask you a million questions. I could do a whole show with you. And because there's so many things that we've discussed here on the show about the relationship
mm-hmm.
between African Americans, and just in general, let alone just the artist standpoint, but just in general. In general, what do people in Nigeria think of hip-hop, of African American artists, you know, or do they think we over-commercialize? Do they think we talk about money too much? Do they think we spoil? What do they think about us over here as people, and what do they think about hip-hop music in general?
They absolutely love hip-hop music to the point where, you know, I think American hip-hop inspires the entire world. You know, there's Japanese, there's German, French hip-hop, and there's African hip-hop as well. As far as the culture, I mean, American culture is kind of undeniable. It kind of seeps into everything and everywhere. But, you know, culturally, we're a little bit different. And some of the standards that, you know, are kept in Africa are a lot different from the standards kept in, you know, the States, the way people
mm-hmm.
raise their children and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Okay. We've had
it's different.
It is different. See, well, the thing is, what you may not know about K100 Radio is we're a talk and indie music station. So we do music and we also have talk segments. And we've had numerous talk segments where we've had I don't know what's going on. I'm asking you this. I know this is not necessarily music related, but I still like to ask other questions outside of music just to get a real feel of the artist and the personality. So bear with me. Okay, we have had discussions on the show about the relationship between African Americans and Africans, and there are a lot of African Americans who seem to feel that Africans don't like us and thus they don't like them, and I'm like, okay, wait a minute, I don't even know how this even began or where did this start, but it's undeniable that we are of the same ancestry, we look more alike than anything else, but we have people of the same color and creed and ethnicity and ancestors and everything, and we're not liking each other over cultural differences because of what we say, what we allow our kids to do and don't do, family traditions and stuff like that right there. So if you could, I know you said that the way people raise their kids and stuff like that is different, and I know that over here we're considered loose, we're considered, I don't know, maybe unappreciative or whatever you want to call it to their standards of how they're raised with family and stuff. And and actually they're right. I can understand why they feel like that. But it's funny because
right.
we're all technically black people. You know, they look at us crazy when we call each other nigga. And I don't even, do they call each other nigga over there? What's up my nigga and shit over there in Africa? Or what's going on? Tell us the real. This is what we do here at K100, just so you know. We want to hear the real
of
shit.
Of course.
Yeah. Right.
The 100. I think definitely they look down on a lot of the things that, you know, are popular in America. For instance,
uh-huh.
food. You know what I mean? Food is a commodity in America.
Uh-huh.
But in Africa, you know, peacefulness is definitely looked down on in a major
uh-huh.
way. As far as being loose and all the rest of that stuff,
yeah.
Us that were born, like Nigerians that were born abroad, when we go back home, it's like we're aliens to them. It's like, oh, no, you're American. You behave like them. You don't know how to respect people. Respect is something that, you know, in Africa is huge. You know, somebody that's a couple years older than you, you call them auntie, you call them uncle. But in America, you know, a stranger that's older than you, you know, people talk crazy to other people's grandmothers. No respect.
Right,
so
right.
It definitely makes a whole lot of tension and a whole lot of a gap in how
it
people
is.
Reason.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Because I find it interesting. I like that's why I'm glad that you called, because I ask questions like this. We're gonna get to the music. We want to talk about the music, and I want to know what you think about a couple of things there. But I like to, and of course I'm going to play the song, you're going to let you introduce it. But I like to ask people stuff like this. So when they're listening back and you take the interview and you play it back to people, it can really give you an insight on what it is. And such a cultural difference being from somewhere like Nigeria and being here. I noticed, I know, so being a female.
I mean, but Nigeria is not. Nigeria is a very, very industrialized country. So it's a lot closer to, you know, New York, or a lot closer to London, as far as our cities go. Like Abuja,
right.
Lagos are the capital and former capital of Nigeria.
Right.
So it's very urban. Everybody's, you know, rocking around with cell phones. I read somewhere that 4G service is almost as good in America as it is in Nigeria. Like people are going around with Blackberries and so on and so forth. So it's not like Safari Land or whatever.
And now, of course,
that's
I know that.
Yeah.
What we're dealing with here on K100 is, you know, we have a lot of niggas that listen to the show. I said that to be funny. That was a joke. You know what I'm saying? The point is, a lot of people don't even understand. Some people listen to the show. You know what I'm saying? May not even realize that Nigeria is not a city It's not a city. You know what I'm saying?
Africa's not a country.
I mean, you literally have that going on now in 2012, even with the internet. You feel what I'm saying? So the point is, a lot of people are very misinformed about the country, about the continent, and about a whole bunch of things. Me, myself, I try to inform myself with a lot of stuff, and we playing music from everywhere over here, like UK artists
and
stuff like that on the show. Yeah, so, you know, but as a female artist, let me ask you this, and we'll go ahead and introduce the song. As a female artist, do you find yourself, since you are from there, and your family is from there, and you have roots there, do you find yourself having to be less provocative in your music as a female? Because over here, it's like, yeah, nigga, pop that pussy. Whatever, drop it like a hot. It's whatever. It's sex sells here. We got Nicki Minaj, Lil' Kim, whatever. It's hard. Not that you're a rap artist, you're Afro-pop fusion. You got that right.
I mean, I rap as well.
Right. So
I rap and I sing.
Do you feel the need to not be so raunchy in your music? Because
I mean, everybody has their own, you know, their own prerogative. I don't think I actively think about being unraunchy or non-sexy. I think sexiness is within, you know what I mean? You don't have to be naked to be sexy. You could be completely naked and not sexy, boo. So, you know what I mean? It didn't actually come out like that. And there are some artists that, you know, are Nigerian, male and female, that, you know, back in the 70s, a lot of the lyrics of the songs that our parents used to sing are extremely racy. And the same thing goes for music in Nigeria. It can be provocative, overly sexual. I'm not an overly sexual person. That's not particularly what, not overly sexual, oversexed artist. Being sexiness, yes. But I don't need to, I mean, they have their own niche, and that's not particularly mine. But I do get sexy from now and then, my musing, you know?
Right. Absolutely. Of course. We applaud that here at K100. You should
like to have fun.
No, seriously. That's it. But no, my show, I have one of these really highly uncensored, uncontrollable shows, and we have these talk segments, and we go completely what we like to call ham over here in America. And We have a lot of stuff that we just, you know, real loose and real crazy with the conversations and stuff that we have on the talk segments and stuff. So people listening to my show, I got a lot of people on the phone lines right now.
Man, sex is a part of human nature. What are you saying? So
That's what I want to know. I just want to know, do people, because when you're from somewhere else and people take into consideration, people over here, they think about this, like in the hood in hip-hop. They worried about saying some shit that makes them seem not hood enough or not real enough or not true. lie or make up shit about their life to make themselves seem more what they think they want to hear on the radio or in the hood here. So, you know,
right.
I would just you can equate that
yeah,
to what
I mean,
I'm trying
female
to.
Yeah, I mean, female artists, females in Nigeria aren't, as far as like the cultural difference between America and Nigeria, we're a lot conservative.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But again, everybody has their own prerogative. So somebody that's rocking, you know, hot pants school is rocking hot pants school if they want to.
Okay.
But overall, you know, we're not like dressed up in clothes to the neck or anything unless you're, you know, your religious beliefs or whatnot. But nah, people get sexy. People dress the way they want to dress.
Okay.
And they talk about what they want to talk about. It's a free world. Just
all
America.
Right. All right, that's what's up. Well, one more question. I'm going to let you introduce your song. Who's hot in Africa? Like in Africa right now, in Nigeria, if you're going out, what artists would you really hear bumping like that over there?
Man, there's a couple of artists that just rain the radio waves right about now. One, his name is Dabange. He's a really cool guy. He does, like, I don't know if you've ever heard of Fela Kuti. People like to compare him to Fela. Well, look him up. Definitely get your culture on right quick. Boom. There you go. Fela, dude named M.I., Ice Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is hot out there? P Square just did a record with Rick Ross. I'm doing good. The cat,
okay.
This young boy, his name is Wizkid.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves him. He's all over the radio. Definitely.
So I've never heard of any of these people that you're talking about. I was expecting for you to say Beyonce or, you know, Rihanna. So there are other artists that are not, because a lot of people think that the American artists basically rule the globe. And I'm like, you have to get the hell out of here sometime and understand that that's not even true.
You definitely have to travel a little bit to know.
Yeah, people going platinum that you've never heard of in your life over there. And so, like, you just named these people, and I've never heard of any of them, and I do music, you know, and I do music and I play music. But I expand your horizons and go over there. There are American artists that are hot over there that no one knows about here, but they're hot.
Oh, yes. Like, maybe you dropped an album in Japan that never dropped in the States. So, I mean, they play American music, but, you know, it's head-to-head with who's hot in Nigeria, who's hot in Sierra Leone. They got competition, most stuff.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that point up. Okay, so let's get to it. Let's introduce your new song right here. The name of this joint that we have right here is called Put Me On. Tell us about that, and we'll go ahead and play it.
Actually, it's perfect segue because we're talking about traveling and culture and all that good stuff and being open to new stuff. And I like to travel a whole lot. And I wrote this song while I was on a plane coming back home. And pretty much, like, when you go somewhere new, you definitely want somebody to show you what's dope in their area, where to eat, where to party at, where to clothes, where to shop. And that's what I wrote about. And that song is called Put Me On. Put Me On What's Dope. When I come to your city and I perform your record, show me what's up.
All right. That's what's up. Well, this is Naira. This is Put Me On right here on K1's Internet Radio. War premiere on our show. Shouts out to her. Shouts out to the whole continent. Shouts out to the motherland. Shouts out to all the independent artists on their grind doing their thing. You feel me?
Oh, my God, baby. Yes, Fearless Nation is.
Yes. Shouts out to women who are sexy with their clothes on.
Ow.
Put me on. K100 Internet Radio. Let's run it.
Allow me to take you around. Pick you up so I can put it down. You're up for it. Chauffeur, bring my spaceship round. I like Space Jam Jordans. I'm already mixed live with the blue lights on them. I can put you up on them and put you down for like three if you want them. Round here we walk on air. I'm the king of the whole wide galaxy. Ain't nobody ever took you there. I'm talking light years ahead, rapidly. How long you in my world for? Not long, you deserve more time. And I only got just a little less than 2 bars to try to make you mine.
Oh.
Yes, yes, that was Naira. We're going to go back to our phone line real quick. She's still on the line. I'm digging that. Naira.
Yeah.
Yes,
thank
yes.
you,
welcome,
thank you.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Subway, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show. You can follow Naira on Twitter. You can follow her on Twitter at I am Naira. I am N-A-I-R-A. I am N-A-I-R-A.
And you can get my new single on iTunes and Bandcamp. Grab that today.
That's what's
support,
up.
Support and my website as well, www.iamnaira.com. So y'all get at me. Let's link.
That's what's up. If you tweet those two links to me right now, Naira, I will retweet them. And for those of you who are following K100 at K100_radio, if you follow me right now, tweet that to me. And also, I'll put that on the Facebook page. If you have Facebook, of course, you know we have the K100 Internet Radio Facebook page that we do.
Cool.
We can put up the links there also. So hit me those links on Twitter, and then we'll connect on Facebook because we do have a Facebook page also, Naira. And we'll put the links
cool.
up on there, and we'll connect on Facebook and do it like that.
Man,
all right?
I had a blast. Blizzum, my pleasure. Thank you, K100, for having me.
Yes. Yes, that's what's up. We're going to go ahead and keep it across the pond. So if you're not in a rush, enjoy some music. We're going to go ahead and keep it over to the UK. We'll keep it across the water right now since we started off. Let's do it. We'll take it to Africa. We'll start us off with Metis featuring Charlotte Renee with Bassline. We'll get into a little bit of Fourth Kind. All of these some UK artists. Reese. We got a couple of them. So we're going to go ahead and keep this thing across the water.
Oh, what you know about Reese, bro? Oh.
Hey, I told you I'm international around here.
Okay.
All right.
Love
all right,
it.
Let's go ahead and set this thing off. Shout out to you. Salute to you. Keep up the grind, sister. And we're going to go ahead and do this thing, all right?
All right, peace.
All right, let's get it. Back to the music, people. It's the Subway, K100 Radio. All right, peace to the homie Sean P one more time, man.
My love is coming to the baseline.
Understand me, it's not a choice plan. Hear the beat, gotta move, voice man. Try to tell him stop and shut him off. Like passion is doing something wrong. Wrong, what's wrong? Telling people no, no. Man got a thing for the ring like Frodo. Born natural, needed no Toto. Grew from the womb, where it come from, don't know. You want this? Gotta know that. Life comes down to moments, Kodak. California pocket flat, living broke ass. Move a house every year, gotta grow fast. Underground starts a mile high. Now the cost for perspective AI. But the heart's still the same from day dot.
My love is coming to the baseline. My love is coming to the baseline. My love is coming to the baseline. My love is coming to the baseline.
No fearing.
Aaron, signing off like a letter sincerely. I'm in the track, hear that, you hear me? Say nothing, the beat speak clearly. Been gone, but I'm back so near, we can actually feel the bass line. Y'all feel me? Yeah, y'all feel me? We underground in the building, building. Every night like a movie set filming. I push it up, look close, feel him. Feel them, getting two goals, roll those with a steel pen. He'll blend, UK to USA.
We going pilgrim.
At the door, let me take you in. Curves looking Grand Prix, let me take a spin. And I'm the last in this race, like I'm driving bad, but I'm just making sure you're the first to see the checkered flag. And I ain't saying that we care at hotel fare. Reputation is the word, but we don't talk here. We just leave it to the word of mouth. And if I did my job right, it's dirty what you talk about. Plus, I ain't even shown you the casinos. The dice games are lively, the poker's where the fuck go. That's a bad habit, I don't normally ignore fans. Big Robin got me weasy, baby, tie my hand.
Hotel fit,
this is hotel fit. Women and money in here. Those in the skyline, don't you know the bright lights? We about to take it to the
strawberry whipped cream, I admire a freak. Apple bottom compliments, I admire the peach. She orange tan, super hot, just come out of the sauna. Gets a peel in my banana. Meet me in the lobby, or meet me at the bar. Send that into orbit since you where to start. Baby, I'm a pro, I teach a plumber how to lay a pipe. When I'm done, you won't look down like you're scared of heights. You'll be smiling cause you know I struck that right. Now you're crying cause it's hurting you, you're tight. But chill, I'ma ease you up and relax your mind. Leave your ring on the table, baby, cause it's your master's time. And I'm saying that it's time for bed. No weight on my shoulders, so baby, can you give me? Don't worry what happens in a hotel, stay here. Come on, lady, you got a chance to make a change here.
This is hotel fit. Women and money in here. Those in the skyline.
Don't
you know the bright lights? We about to take it to the
bed. Rolling for the plenty. Bottles full of Desi. Spill it till it's empty.
Hotel fit. Don't in the skyline. Don't you know the bright lights? We about to take it to the bed.
They're telling me that is a weapon, so I'm using it on you and your friends. Make them die slow. Can't spell suicide without you and I. So put your mouth to my and get your mind blown. I got that toe curling to make your eyes roll. Cold-blooded vampires on my ice pole. This is boxing love, cause I'm equipped with gloves. And after three rounds, girl, you'll be going down. Finishing what Trey Song started. Nailed with the wood to your coffin. No casket, you called, I answered. I box where my heart is, so there's no strings attached. Like Pinocchio's a... All night, you can sleep when I'm done. Started with the moon, now we peeping at the sun. I know my feelings might confuse you a little, so how can I put it? I'll be leaving when I...
This is hotel fit. Women and money in here. Those in the skyline, don't you know the bright lights? We about to take you to the chair.
you turn a blind eye to the fine line between rights and wrongs. I was finding myself. I was right in my world, but in my world it's lonely. I'm still saying nobody knows me, but she's my world now. Trust issues reflecting on me, getting close. See myself noticing I was burning a hole in the ozone. Now I feel a shift in my surface. If I looked after my world, I wouldn't have destroyed something so perfect. Plates under the ground turn into the quake, awakens a break to surface. I never purchased life, it was hard times, but you got me through them. Cool half times to these mind games, and you threw me a lifeline. Life's too short, but you getting over the fool feels like a lifetime. We were the pricey same, so I couldn't buy time. Love's too blind for a nice sight. So my pop had no vision, left on my ears, but I didn't listen. Now I'm left in this position, wishing I'd done something for the coalition. You just kept picking and picking, two parts of my heart was missing. Now our flaws are shifting, and the bond is a persistent. And the things we said, I miss.
Too hard place for each other.
Now and again I feel you in my presence. Me and a team, two exes and wreck 'em. Had a few stories that I couldn't tell 'em. Made a mistake, it's never too late. But this phase that I'm going through feels like forever.
How can you say that you love me when you don't? How can you say that you'll be there if you won't? And I'm feeling like I owe you something when I really don't. I guess back when we had our talk, I said I'll never go.
Cause we get along and we argue. We should never talk about our past too. Cause those exes, they vex me. At the thought of it, I just can't do. And you bring it up and you put me off. When I calm down, then I want you. And I come back and you hold a grudge. And from one argument, we got too loud.
Yes. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. I'm going to get ready to hit the phone lines. Before I do that, let me go ahead and tell you everybody that I just played on that last. That's not even the last set. That's like way before we even did the interview. Let's see. We started it off with the homie Charlie Young in that second set after we came back from that first break. We played Charlie Young with Nevermind, 251 with Cruising, Trey with Homeboy's Couch, Tito Lopez with Mama Proud, Sean Ward with Rolling, Texas Checking In, Marcus Allen, Half a Man. And then we had our artist interview with Naira, Afro Fusion pop artist. I think I got that right this time. From Africa. We played her joint. We interviewed her, and then we played the joint, Put Me On. And then we kept it over there just because I played that, and she was a international artist. I kept it all the way UK. And then I played Metis featuring Charlotte Renee with Bassline. I played The Fourth Kind with Hotel Fear, and I ended it with Reese Robinson with Miranda. And those last artists were all international artists. They were not they're not American artists. They're bumping over there in the UK and stuff like that. So that's another thing I like to boast. Here at K100 Air Radio, because when we play their stuff, of course, they retweet it to their fans, and, you know, then their fans listen to K100, and, you know, so we're trying to give people exposure, not just in the U.S., but exposure all over the country. So those last artists
when they retweet and stuff, and they do retweet it, and everything, trust me, they do. I see the retweets. I see who posts and show love. Those guys retweeted, and then their people find out about it, and then they listen to that episode, and now your music is getting played all over in the UK and for free. That's all I'm saying, artists. That's what we're doing here. 347-934-0966. Let me hit the phone lines. First is my homie Jay Harris. What's happening, homie?
What up, Bless?
What's going on with you, man? I know you sent me another song, but I couldn't find it. I need you to send it to me again. I tried to find it before the show, but I couldn't find it. Send me the song again.
All
right. It's a song you got, right? It's your joint, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, send me that joint again, because I looked in the email, because I was going to try to upload it and throw it in tonight, but I couldn't find it, so make sure you send me that again. But what's popping with you, homie?
Ain't nothing, man. Kicking back right now. Ready to go to the studio.
That's what's up. For those of you who love my song, Daughter's Lullaby, this is the homie that's behind the production of that. This is the homie Jay Harris. He banged that track out. Also, my new joint I got called The Journey. He did both of those tracks. He's a fire producer, but he's an artist himself. He's got one song on here already in rotation called Gotta Get It. That's a fan favorite. We might have a chance to run that before we get up out of here. And we'll get that new one on soon. What do you think about that interview, man? You like that artist? You like the music?
Oh, definitely. I definitely do, man. I like how you broke it down, because a lot of people do have those between, you know, U.S. and African Americans, and we all the same time. You feel me?
Yeah, but there is definitely issues between us. You know what I'm saying? There's issues between black people and Africans. Don't get it twisted. And anybody who doesn't think there is, you're fucking crazy. You're just not in tune with what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? They don't like us, and a lot of us don't like them. So that's what's going on with that. I don't know what's up with that, but that's what it is. Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, the music is definitely good, man. Who was that on the verse? Was that Life the Great?
On which verse?
On the song. She had there was a rap in before her song.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't see where it says featured anybody. It pretty much says in the bio in the RPK or whatever. It just says her song. It doesn't say featured anybody. So I'd have to look that up. Maybe it's in there somewhere and I'm not reading it. But I've already closed out of that window. So, but I didn't see it on the file. So I don't know who it is. But she just retweeted. Or I just tweeted the tweet that she said for her link. So if you can go to the K100. Twitter, and you can see the links to her sites and stuff. She just tweeted me, and I retweeted it on the show.
That's a bet.
All right, she's on Reverb Nation too, though, so she's got a Reverb Nation page also. Awesome. So yeah.
That's what.
Thanks for tuning into the show. Let me get the last couple of calls. Yeah, go ahead.
Before I go, man, I need that homeboy's couch, man. That shit goes so.
Oh,
hard.
That homeboy's couch is so gangster. Trey killed that. That homeboy's couch is so deep. Yo, I fucking. That's a record I actually put in my fucking car. On my fucking MP3 and play it. I got a whole big folder of shit that I from K100 that I ride around in my motherfucking personal car listening to, and that's one of the songs right there.
Wow.
I listen to your song too. Yeah. Gotta Get It is one of my ones on my MP3 player too, but that song right there is too. Absolutely.
Man, that homeboy's couch took me back when I was living in my homeboy's closet, my nigga.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I stayed on my brother's couch for a little while. About 2 months once. Never my homeboy's couch, but and I've had homeboys stay on my couch. You know what I'm saying? So I can still get it. I get it. The song is a deep record. You know what I mean? Real shit. Up with that record, Hard Body. Yeah, that's what. All right, stand by, Mac. I got one more call.
All right.
All right, 352-256. The commissioner. What up, homie?
What's up, homie? How you doing, man?
Chilling, man. What's going on with you?
Oh, man, I just enjoying life, man. I had to check in with you, man. I love the way you got this thing going, man. You know, it's crazy. I could be riding in my damn car, man, and I say, shit, what time it is? 39? Let me check in. You know what I'm saying? So that's a good thing, bro.
Yep, I appreciate that, man. Well, thanks and shout out to everybody. Shout out to the state of Florida. Shout out to Gainesville. Shout out to the commissioner. You know what I'm saying? Recession proof. It's out there. Tell the people how you real quick.
Yeah, man. One more time, brother.
I said tell the people how they can get their recession proof mixtape off Live Mixtapes.
Oh,
it's hot.
Man, go to Live Mixtape, man. Just Google the commissioner recession proof, man, and you got hundreds of sites you can get it from, man. Straight up.
All right, that's
please
what's up, man.
Down, please go download that, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And Just shouts out to, you know what I'm saying, the homie Big CJ and everybody at the camp over there, down there, man, that's grinding with you, man. You feel me? I fucks with all of y'all, man. You know, next time I'm down that way, I got to make my way down there. Next time you in Atlanta, like, when you ain't passing through, you got to make sure you get with me, man.
Man, you know I will. I hate I ain't get with you last time, but, you know, if I'm passing them state lines, I'm going to at least call you, boy. So next time I'm going to stop and we going to get up, man, for real.
Absolutely. That's what's up, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show, man.
Boy, J. Harris production, man. I need some production, man. I know if you messing with him, I know he got great production, man.
Well, absolutely.
I need some production.
I'll make sure I link you guys up. I'm finna tweet both of you guys real quick when I get off the show, all right? Make sure you guys link up.
I miss Homeboy's couch. I don't mean to cut you off, but shit, I want to hear it, man. If you don't mind playing it again whenever you get to it.
All right. Yo, I can't play the game because I just played it tonight. So that's,
okay.
When you hear Homeboy's Couch, every dude that hear fucking Homeboy's Couch on this show be like, nigga, I want that record. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't met one dude that heard this show and be like, man, I can't even, no, nigga, that record right there. They like, where can I download that? You know what I'm saying?
The title said enough for me.
Oh, man, this record is crazy. If you can go back and listen to this replay, or I try and tweet you to the artist and make sure y'all connect. He can send you a tweet to his to where to listen to his show. But that Homeboy's Couch, the actual mixtape, that Homeboy's Couch, though. Yeah, that Homeboy's Couch. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You ever had to sleep on a nigga couch in your life, then you can't help but feel that record, period. You just can't. Or either you just ain't no tell about you, homie. All right, thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate it. All right?
Yes, sir, man. Much love. Take care, business.
Matter of fact, if you hang on the line, if I still see you on the line in a minute, I'm going to play two more. I'm going to ride out with some music. All right?
Okay, I got you. Right.
Stand by. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Shouts out to everybody that's on the phone lines. Everybody who's on the phone line just listening and didn't want to talk, though. Shouts out to all you guys for your support. Got a couple people on the phone lines and everything, man. So before we get up out of here, I'm going to show love to somebody, even though I'm going to run into a little bit of overtime real quick. I'm going to play a couple more songs, you know what I mean? I'm going to run one by my homie Jay Harris, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to run one by my homie what I'm saying? And I might, if I have time, run that Homeboy's Couch one more time by request. If you already heard that, then you can go ahead and log out. If you listen to this on the podcast or the replay, then you know, you just tuning in live. You can't tell anyway. If you want to catch the rest of this show and you listen on the phone lines, though, make sure you somewhere where it don't hang up, because my switchboard will be cutting off in about 20 seconds. I'm gonna go ahead and play my homeboy Jay Harris joint that I like. You feel me? Even though he's a producer, he's an artist myself. I'm a little artist himself. Hear me, y'all. It's been a week. I butchered a couple of things tonight. Anyway, Jay Harris, I'm going to play this joint. I'm play a commissioner joint. If I got time, I'll play that other joint again. You feel me? If anybody's still on the phone lines. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And I'm going to end after that. I'm not coming back. I'm going to end after that. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Episode 324. Shout out to Naira for calling in to the show. Shout out to Nigeria. All right. You listening to the Subway. Go ahead and run this thing, man.
LeBeau, Jay Harris. Come on.
Ain't you sitting by the phone?
Sitting by the phone.
I gotta make it happen.
I gotta make it happen.
I gotta get to this morning, baby. I can't keep sitting by the phone.
Sitting by the phone.
Gotta make it happen.
I gotta make it happen.
I gotta get to this money. I gotta get it.
I'm a straight to my phone. I'm about that ring. Calls for me is about that change. Man, I does my thing. I'm about that cream. I got the dress and bring the salad. I'm about that green.
Yeah.
I got a plug with that mean to me. I'm colorblind, so everything is green to me. Kick a little man something, bring the green and peace. If it ain't about money, hear that beep and speak. Bread chaser. Go boy, 5 million ways to hustle, I got more
boy.
Get into that French bread, po' boy. I'm back on my bullshit, oh boy. She said, what up with the dough? I said, what up with the head? She said, find me the tricks and I'll get you the bread. Can't tell me that this pimpin' ain't dead. See this limp in my leg? I'm just dipping the fed.
Sitting by the phone.
Sitting by the phone.
I gotta make it happen.
I gotta make it happen.
I gotta get to this morning, baby.
You know I gotta get it,
man.
Gotta
make it happen.
I gotta make it happen.
I gotta get to this.
her feet. Cashews, want the crazy check, special wear classrooms. So I pass fools, quick as I pass fools. Quick on my feet, I'm a runner. Hustle hard so I can spend the summer. Vacation with my kids, burning gas like a Hummer. Pour the bread, lay the pipe like a plumber. When I kick it, hit a snare like a drummer. Born middle class, all I know is giving. Haters pray for the door on my jeans. True religion, Mr. Purdue, all I move is chicken. Hungry as a hostage, and I'm eating any food given. Ain't no wrong way to make a dollar. If another man drop it, I'ma take a dollar. Listen, we can do it pride, I can make them holler. That's what I do, I get my wallet, name a nigga hotter.
Can't you sit to the by the phone?
Sitting by the phone.
I gotta make it happen.
I gotta make it happen.
I gotta get to this one,
you know,
baby.
I gotta get it.
Can't you sit to the by the phone?
Sitting by the phone.
Gotta make it happen.
I gotta make it happen.
I gotta get to this money, I gotta get it.
9 to 5, but the work's in. I flew south like the birds did. Got it in 9 months like my first kid. I put the work in. And for the dough, cut a nigga like a surgeon. I can't sit by the phone waiting. The ABD and me got no patience. So I hit him with the Kanye shrug. I play it cool though. Mob all about them goodies. Cool show. We ain't got a thing for them chefs. Kudo. And me, I want my dough so heavy. I cop kudo. I hustle hard, I'm on my ace hood. You can hit me on my phone any day. Good. I'm not a kid and I don't play good. House party is the chain good. All about hits like any J would. I do what J should, no flex. Even if I move weight, both flex.
Can't you sit by the phone?
Sitting by the phone.
I gotta make it happen.
I gotta make it happen.
I gotta get to this one, and baby.
I gotta get it, huh?
You feel me?
Understand me.
You feel me, Commissioner?
Real talk, nigga. Look up.
Bad niggas, I don't fuck with them. Fuck niggas, I don't fuck with them. Snitch niggas, bitch niggas, hoe niggas, I don't fuck with them. I don't fuck with them, I don't fuck with them. Right or wrong, I don't fuck with them. I don't fuck with them, I don't fuck with them. Them niggas, hell, I don't fuck with them. Kingsville, I live.
Understand me?
Snitch nigga, I kill for. Caught the charge, fought the case. Blood raw, the commissioner.
It's
the street, nigga, I'ma die one.
Yeah.
Kill a nigga, go find
go
one.
Ahead.
Take your time and look around. Bitch nigga, you can't find one. Way. Big fish in a small barn. G-Code, I'm an icon. Shout out to the real nigga. Best con, that is so
yeah, nigga.
Best threat to a bitch nigga. Yellow tape by the snitch nigga. Bout a nigga, rap the commissioner. I ain't gon' fuck with you. You know I'm living life like a movie. Exchange handbags, $100,000 in the Louis. So it's survival of the fittest. Fat boy don't bitch press. But I put fire the quickest. High niggas don't fuck with them. Fuck niggas don't fuck with them. Bitch nigga, hoe nigga, don't fuck with them, don't fuck with them, don't fuck with them. Ride around and don't fuck with them, don't fuck with them, don't fuck with them.
Talk to them niggas, don't fuck with them.
Ross being a real street nigga, ride around that old school. When y'all niggas got old money, fuck them up with that soul food. My jury on me, strut. Got 100 niggas that'll kill you, yeah. Street nigga got 100 goons. Break bread, flip a lot of packs. In the hood, I'm all good. Fuck with all the real street niggas. Dope boy, they love raw. Jack boy, hit a real chill.
I salute y'all.
Just niggas, I rebuke y'all. I see the look in your eyes.
get jealous, then he really powered up. Ride niggas, don't fuck with him. Fuck niggas, don't fuck with him. Snitch nigga, bitch nigga, old nigga, don't fuck with him. Don't fuck with him, don't fuck with him. Ride wrong and don't fuck with him. Don't fuck with him, don't fuck with him. Them niggas, hell, yeah, don't fuck with him.
Shot my niggas locked down in federal penitentiary. Shot to Jarvis, Kip Kentonio, Big Pat, what up? Shot to Cuzzo,
Cannon,
Ted, Wayne Perry, what up? Polo, hold your head. Shot to Timex.
Look,
we here,
look,
let's go.
Look, Cannon. The only thing I own is up in boxes, and them trash bags got my socks and my boxes in them. My tank top, sweatpants, shirts, and denim. It's a lot, but I'ma try to fit them in your hall closet. And off tops, I appreciate it. Staying at your spot, and I can't help you with the rent, cause I ain't got it. But I'ma try to clean the kitchen and shit. So I won't hear nobody say I ain't contributing shit. And ever since I can't remember, I remember living like this since we was kids, back and forth to different residences. But don't get it twisted, it ain't my mother's fault. We had to bounce around, cause every time my father drank, him and my mother fought. So we house to house, couch to couch, shelter to shelter, while mama trying to get herself together. Now I'm trying to get myself together. I ain't gonna need your help forever. I don't like sleeping on leather. I just need to stack some cheddar, but till then, hey listen dawg, paper tight right now. But I ain't even got no place to lay down. On my homeboy's couch, slipping sleep out on the couch for right now. I try to help out when the bills come round. On my homeboy's couch, I'ma get back on my feet somehow. Might be some months, maybe some weeks from now. I'm on my homeboy's couch, can't even sleep, yo, shit deep right now. I say a prayer right before I lay down. On my homeboy's couch, man, I ain't trying to inconvenience nobody. That's why I stay gone, wake up and take a shower in the mountain. Even if I ain't got shit to do, I'm riding through apartments, saying that's where I be living soon. Damn, I can't even bring no bitches through. They don't want to take their clothes off, scared somebody gonna walk up in the living room. But I ain't tripping, Joe, it ain't gonna be like this forever. The quicker that I get my shit together, then the quicker I be dipping to my own shit. And nigga, it's whatever if you need a couch to call home. Shit, we all been there. Dedicate this to all my dogs that's been there when there wasn't nowhere else to go.
Hey, dog, you know you can sleep here. I appreciate it, Joe. I'm fucked up, dog. I don't know what's happening. I just been having tough luck, dog. But I'ma get it back again, man. It too shall pass. I'm laying down trying to think up a plan on my homeboy couch.
Hey, listen, dog. Paper tight right now. But I ain't even got no place to lay down. On my homeboy's couch,
slept and sleep out on the couch for right now.
I try to help out when the bills come round. On my homeboy's couch, I'ma get back on my feet somehow. Might be some months, maybe some weeks from now. I'm on my homeboy's couch,
can't even sleep, yo, shit deep right now. I say a prayer right before I lay down. On my homeboy's couch,
waking up and folding this blanket up. Unfamiliar face, sitting out and I gotta say what's up.
Since the nigga sleeping on the couch, they ain't got no place to sit. So I gotta get up off the couch to make some space for them. If this was my house, they wouldn't be here. But this ain't my house, and this ain't my couch. I don't control it, I just sleep here. Dreaming about my king-size bed, just up in storage. Waiting for the day I can afford to go get all of my belongings and put them back where they belong in my apartment. Cause we starting to irritate each other, beefing over draw shit. Cause he need his space like I need mine. Getting tired of seeing each other faces all of the time. Need a little more time so I can finish my mission. That's my nigga, my intention ain't to risk our friendship. And finally, I got the keys to my own front door. Come to the storage with me, dog, and help me move off your couch, homeboy.
Hey, listen, dog, paper tight right now. But I ain't even got no place to lay down. On my homeboy's couch, slept and sleep out on the couch for right now. I try to help out when the bills come round. On my homeboy's couch, I'ma get back on my feet somehow. Might be some months, maybe some weeks from now. I'm on my homeboy's couch,
can't even sleep, yo, shit deep right now.
I say a prayer right before I lay down. On my homeboy's couch.
Hey,